I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Let's go!
Now it's the Mercedes in the Morning pre-show. Mix 94.1.
Hey, good morning and welcome to the pre-show. It is Friday, July 23rd. Thank you for checking in on our studio text line. You can call us. You can text us 702-364-9400. Rick, Diana, Sarah, Jan, Raul, Lance, all checking in this morning. So is Husker Bob, Deborah, Rudy, Wayne. We have Carl checking in, Jeremiah, Buckeye Bob, Tap, Melissa, Francis, and Nelsie all listening. Also checking in on Twitter. Follow us. We have show updates. We get you show topics, all sorts of stuff. We have Mike checking in at Mercedes in the AM. We have Martin checking in. So is Gordon. Looks like Ed is checking in. So thank you for that. And finally to the weekend. How are you this morning?
Good. I'm great. Excited the weekend is here. And those storms yesterday. Oh my gosh. At least for me, I haven't seen anything like that in a long time. And they kind of came through where my side of town, where I live, right as I was getting ready to leave to go to Channel 8 yesterday. And my wife is out of town, and so the storms were coming through, and I had to take the dogs out, and it was just coming down hard. And there was some thunder up there, too, and the dogs were like, no, not going out of this. We're going to be all fine. You go do your thing, and we'll be just okay hanging out here at the house.
Yeah, it was kind of a mess yesterday, but it's nice if you have nowhere to go, and you're staying inside, and it's like was perfect nap weather if you were able to take a nap. But if you're out running around in it, that's a whole different story there.
And I invested last year in a really nice umbrella, and I was so thankful that I had that thing. It's a big umbrella, kind of comes down and covers me well front and back. So I was very excited about using my new umbrella yesterday afternoon.
It's the little things. That's very nice. I was running around in it. I had a couple of errands to do yesterday, so I had to do that. And then I did not have an umbrella, so I got a little wet, not too bad, but then it's like I had to jump on a Zoom call as soon as I got home, and I was just like, oh my gosh. So I had my camera off for the beginning, and Everyone's like, why is your camera off? Why is your camera off? I'm like, oh, fine. So I turned it on, and no one said anything, so hopefully I didn't look too bad, or that, or they were just being nice by not saying anything.
I'm sure you looked wonderful on the Zoom, but whether you look great or not, it's just the anxiety, just running around in the rain and everything else, and you get home, and you got to jump on a call. It's like, I'm not ready to deal with this.
I didn't have time to put my Zoom persona together. I was very upset about that. I have my Zoom look, you know?
Do you have like a background and stuff?
No, I was literally in my bedroom. I just set up my camera on a chair and just sat there the whole time.
Oh, did you?
Whatever. Yeah. I usually have a setup in our dining room, but I was not in the mood, like with the rain and everything. And I was just like, I just want to get this call over with. So I just went up in my bedroom and did it up there because it was quiet up there.
I don't blame you too. There's everything so often you have the Zoom interview or meeting or something you got to do, and you just don't feel like being on camera.
I did not feel like it yesterday. It's like, please let me go. I do not want to do this. So, yeah, but then it capped off a kind of so-so day with Ted Lasso. I watched the very first episode last night. It was so good. Have you watched it yet?
Because my wife's out of town, I'm saving it for her to get back. Last night I did Big Brother in my house. That's the show I'm watching right now. But so how was it? I'm so excited. Just give me a thumbs up, thumbs down. You liked it?
Thumbs up. Nice. All the way. Just a great way to jump back into it. I started laughing immediately, started getting sad immediately. Like, it was really good. I'm not going to give anything away, but yeah, it comes out at midnight, but the benefit of being here on the West Coast is that means 9 p.m. for us. So 9 p.m., we were like, you think it's out? we check and we're like, oh, fingers crossed, and there it was, season 2, episode 1. We're like, yes, let's watch it. It was really, really good.
And if you haven't watched Ted Lasso, Mercedes gives it 2 thumbs up. I give it 2 thumbs up. Everyone that I know that's watched the show just loves this show. It's a feel-good comedy. I felt good about myself after watching it. And so if you haven't watched season 1, watch season 1, take your time watching it, and then jump right into season 2.
Yeah, it's well worth it. Such a great show. So yeah, that I went to bed happy last night, smiling like Ted Lasso, because he is just like my favorite TV character of all time. I love him so much.
You know, I was watching Big Brother last night. I know you love the show. Your family watches it. You've never missed a season, have you?
I missed a couple here and there, but in the last, 5 or 6 seasons, I've been pretty loyal.
I was watching Julie Chen last night. If she ever steps down, I think you'd be a great host of Big Brother. Oh. I really do. I think because you know the show, you know the ins and outs, you know the questions to ask people when they come off, like, why'd you make this move? Why'd you do that? But I think you'd be a really good host of Big Brother. I don't want you to go anywhere. I'm just saying, if Julie Chen just takes a sabbatical for a season, I think you could step in easily and host that show.
I don't know, man. She's pretty good. I do have my butt first nailed down. But first, did Frenchie really tell the house guest that blah, blah, blah? Yeah, I've been practicing my butt first. That's my favorite.
That's a staple. Then how would you handle this? I sit down. Hi, Mercedes.
Hi, JC.
Yeah.
How has your week been in the house?
Mercedes has been great. Sadly, I vote to evict Bobby.
All right. Thank you. Please step outside.
And then there's the authoritative Julie Chen when there's like a contest or something that's live. Lock in your answers. I need your answers now.
I need your answers immediately.
Yes.
I think she's got me on that, but. Well, you know, practice makes perfect. Maybe I can try. Not that she's going anywhere.
But maybe she's got to take a week off and they need someone to step in. The show is live. I would vote your name in.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate that. As would you, I would, it would be nice to get a mail in there. JC, Julie Chen, JC, JC.
Yeah, if someone gets off that show, I'd be like, dude, what did you do, man? Why did you make that move? You're an idiot. You really are an idiot.
Well, okay, maybe not. I take it back. All right, let's start the show. Time for the pre-show. You pick them. You guys get to pick the first song of the show on this Friday. Do you want to hear Glycerin by Bush?
Don't let the taste go by.
What is this? This is the Bush and Gwen?
Yeah, live
remix.
Version. Yeah. But we have the original.
Okay,
if you voted in.
Maybe we should do the original. That's weird. Why did you put that one in?
Me. Sorry.
Oh, that was you. Oh, no. Don't. Well, if it's Steph, don't worry about it. I thought it was our boss. Never mind.
But J Love, you're wrong. It was J Love then. It was J Love.
Yeah, okay. Because if it's Steph, she can do no wrong in my eyes. So that's totally
fine. She's mixing it up.
No, totally fine. Love that she put that one in. All right. Or do you want to hear Larger Than Life by Backstreet Boys? Do you want to hear The First Cut is the Deepest by Sheryl Crow?
The first cut is the deepest. Baby, I know the first cut is the deepest.
Those are your choices. All you got to do to get your vote in is text us at 702-364-9400. You can tweet us at Mercedes in the AM, or you can vote on our Facebook page. Easy as that. We will count your votes now and reveal the winner next on Mix 94.1.
Never gossip.
Or would we?
Let's go.
Time for the Daily Dirt on Mix 94.1.
A Billie Eilish concert is headed to Disney Plus. Happier than ever, a love letter to Los Angeles is headed to the Disney streaming service on September 3rd. And this special will feature an intimate performance of every song from her upcoming Happier Than Ever album. Billie actually plays them in order. Her new album comes out next week, but this cool concert coming to Disney Plus on September 3rd.
I saw the previews for that. It looks really cool. It reminded me of one of those Lady Gaga old school shows. It looked very like kind of retro. I don't know if that's what she's going to go for, but that's the way it looked for me on the preview.
Oh, that's awesome. Yeah. Are your girls still, is Billie still top tier with your daughters? Or is BTS outshine Billie?
They're really into K-pop, like big time. But I do think that there's still the love there. She's just not like number one. She's probably like 4 or 5 right now.
She's top 5, though, at least rankings in the power rankings.
I would say so. I know that one of them specifically is a little disappointed that her new music isn't more upbeat. They're like, she says it's very sad, and it, she doesn't want to be sad, is what she says. So.
I just thought, can we do, like, maybe not every week, but, like, Sophie and Brooklyn's top 10 power ranking. And just whatever top 10 is big in their world. Because, like, people like me, they don't have kids. I mean, your daughters are the ones that introduced me to Billie Eilish, Olivia Rodrigo. So they can come out with, hey, our top 5 rankings right now are Billie Eilish, this TV show, this magazine. They probably don't read magazines, do they?
They don't even know what a magazine is.
But, see, that's why they need their top 5 rankings.
I know what you mean. No, I mean, that's definitely a possibility. We could do something with that, for sure.
I like that, because I feel so in tune after I talk to them.
Yeah, it makes you feel like, oh, I know what's going on.
Yeah,
okay, excellent.
It's been almost 20 years since the Surreal Life premiere. And the show puts random celebrities into a house to see what kind of insanity would ensue. And past celebrities include Mini-Me, Vern Troyer, MC Hammer, who officiated Vince Neil's wedding on the show, Vanilla Ice, Gary Coleman. I remember Gary Coleman getting mad at Vanilla Ice because he kept picking him up. You had Flavor Flav and Brigitte Nielsen. They hooked up on the show. Well, the show ran for 6 seasons, and now it's back. A 7th season is coming this fall, and the cast has been announced. We've got Dennis Rodman, adult movie star Stormy Daniels, actress Kim Coles, Tamara Braxton, former WWE star Lana, and Frankie Muniz from Malcolm in the Middle. There's no word on an exact premiere date yet.
Oh, man, that just sounds like a train wreck waiting to happen, and I will be watching.
We'll be there. You know, Peppa from Salt and Peppa, she was on season 5. That was back in 2005. And Peppa will be on with us at 9:20 this morning to talk about her latest show, Growing Up Hip Hop.
I can't wait to talk to her. I just love Salt and Peppa. I think I speak for a lot of women who can recite completely every single line and annoy your kids in the process of that.
That's going to be great. 9:20, she'll be on the show with us. If my memory serves me correct, this was your first concert.
Absolutely.
Well, if you never got to see Whitney Houston in concert, now is your chance, sort of. Whitney is doing a residency at Harrah's Casino here in Las Vegas this fall. Yes, Whitney Houston called an evening with Whitney, the Whitney Houston hologram concert. There's been rumblings of this. It is happening. So hologram Whitney will sing in the real Whitney's actual voice. She'll have a live 4-piece band, backup singers, and dancers. And her former manager, and who is also the CEO of her estate, Pat Houston, says they talked about the concept of her as a hologram before she passed away. And it opens on October 26th at Harrah's.
Oh, so she already kind of gave it her blessing, I guess.
Apparently so, yeah.
Nice.
Hologram Whitney is coming to Las Vegas. Okay, we'll have more dirt coming up in the 7 o'clock hour. It's Mix 94.1, Mercedes in the Morning.
To another episode of Mercedes in the Morning, number
1449.
And now, here's your hosts, Mercedes and JC.
Good morning and welcome to the show. It is finally Friday, July 23rd. It is kind of muggy out there. Man, last night we went on our walk. It was like we were soaking wet when we walked out the door, and it was because of all those crazy storms we had initially, but the humidity is just crazy right now.
It was there. I did a run last night. Same thing. I started my run. I'm like, oh, man.
I know.
What am I running through right now? Swimming through this stuff.
It's like soup or something.
Was.
It's brutal, but ugh. Yeah, hopefully the humidity dissipates a little bit over the weekend. Are you all set for the weekend? You got any big plans?
I think just kind of low-key weekend. We meet up with some friends at some point tomorrow afternoon that we haven't seen in a little bit. And then tonight, my wife's out of town. She had a conference in Colorado Springs, and she gets back this afternoon. So she'll be back this afternoon, and we'll do sushi dinner tonight, and then watch Ted Lasso tonight as well. I'm looking forward to watching that. Nice dinner. Come home, watch a little TV. It's going to be a good Friday night.
Yeah, no pressure, no craziness, just nice and relaxing after a long week.
What about you? You guys, anything big?
I'm going to be at Silver State Credit Union this afternoon at the Whitney Branch over across the street from the Galleria Mall, so I'd love to see everyone, and if you could bring some back to school supplies. We are collecting back to school supplies for kids. It's hard to believe, but they go back at the beginning of August. It's like right around the corner.
What? Are you serious?
Yeah. The first day of school for Clark County is, hold on. I want to say August 4th.
That's like 2 weeks away.
Yeah, I know. Like my kids are, my daughter, my oldest daughter is, going back then, but
on August 4th.
No. Hold on. What's the first day? August. It's either, I think it's August. Oh, August 8th. No, August 8th is a Sunday. So August 9th.
August,
yes.
Still, that's still so early. In my mind, that's super early.
Yeah. So she's going back. And my youngest daughter, she doesn't go back till like a week later. So she's a little, she's pretty happy
she's
about
that,
it.
She's got that week lag time.
Yeah. Like, but I'm going to be out there this afternoon from 2:30 to 4:30. So stop by. We're going to have lots of prizes and goodies. And then tonight, just hang out. Tomorrow, we're going to the Battle for Vegas softball game over at the Las Vegas ballpark. So we're super excited about that. Can't wait to see that.
And what time is that? Is that a nighttime game or afternoon? What time are they doing
like
that?
Like all the festivities, I believe the doors open at like 5:30 ish, and then everything kind of, they have like a home run derby that they're gonna do, and then they have the game. So it's, yeah, it's gonna be a night thing, and it's gonna be a lot of fun. And then on Sunday, one of my girlfriends, she's having a brunch at her house, so she invited me and my husband, and so we're gonna go to that. And yeah, it's gonna, I mean, we've got plans, but the plans are all like easy and fun and low key, so it should be fun.
Yeah, that's all great stuff. And then Riley Smith was on the show with us earlier this week talking about the game tomorrow. And if you missed that interview, check out our podcast because he was a lot of fun. That's the first time we had him on like 2 years ago, but I think Steph went out and interviewed him on site, or Jocelyn went out and interviewed him on site. First time on the show, and what a sweet guy he was.
Yeah, he was super cool. And I can't wait to see them. If you're out at the Las Vegas ballpark, say hi. We should do a meetup or something. Everyone who listens to the show, let's meet up and have a drink or something.
That's awesome. Yeah.
It'll be fun.
Pick a time and a spot. You guys all hang out. Let's talk about today's show because we have a lot of prizes. Backstreet Boys, a very Backstreet Christmas. Those tickets for you in the 9 o'clock hour. Also in the 9 o'clock hour, this is going to be fun. Salt and Peppa, Sandra Peppa Denton. She'll be on the show with us at 9:20. Those Justin Bieber tickets, we got them for you. Your last chance to get those is this morning in the 8 o'clock hour. And then in about 15 minutes, when you win Heads Up, you'll get an Apple HomePod Mini. So we are stacked this morning. And up next is What's Trending. What do you got for us?
All right. Kanye shares Donda. Kevin Hart pranks Nick Cannon in a brutal way. And how to see your favorite artist for just $20. That's all coming up next in What's Trending.
Mix 94.1, Mercedes in the morning. We have Heads Up in less than 5 minutes. And when you play and win Heads Up, you'll get an Apple HomePod Mini.
Mercedes in the morning's What's Trending. Woo! On Mix 94.1.
Kanye West is trending this morning. He had his highly anticipated 10th studio album, Donda. He released it last night, as far as, you know, hearing it. Last night, fans celebrated the return of Ye during his special Kanye West Presents a Donda listening event on Apple Music that streamed live from Atlanta's Mercedes-Benz Stadium. The stadium, there was tons of people there. His ex-wife, Kim Kardashian, and all four of their kids showed up for the event, which started, not surprisingly, 2 hours late. He's known for being very late.
2 hours?
Yeah, he's always 2 hours late. I feel like that's his thing. Just go 2 hours late because he's not going to be there. He collaborated on the album with artists like Travis Scott and Lil Baby. And the big surprise was a track with Jay-Z. Jay-Z hasn't rapped on a Kanye West since Click in 2012 and on a Kanye solo album since My Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy in 2010. Word is that Jay recorded his verse just 7 hours before the event, and that this could mean that Watch the Throne 2 is coming.
Is this the hook of Donda we have?
Yes,
here?
And this is the one Jay-Z is on.
Okay.
In myself, that's my celly. Made in the image of God.
Have you ever been to a listening party like this?
Not in a stadium. I've been in a room where they send over the tracks and we all listen, and then they play it over the phone, and that way you can't have it. But yeah, nothing like that before.
Well, it's kind of like on a stage, is like sitting in a chair, like it's playing, and he's looking around at everybody. Mm-hmm. What do you think? Mm-hmm. Make eye contact with the crowd. Oh, you like it? Okay, nodding his head at everybody.
Yeah, that's
cool.
Yeah, it's cool. It'll be interesting to see. You've gone to a listening party before, Steph?
Oh, Steph, you have.
Yeah, I went to Teyana Taylor's listening album in L.A. about in 2018, and Kim and Kanye were there, and they were extremely late. Like, I think right when they got there is finally when they started playing Teyana Taylor's album.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
And Teyana, and was she there ready to go and just sitting there waiting for Kim and Kanye to start?
Teyana Taylor was there early. She was like right when I got there and me and my friend, she was already there taking pictures with paparazzi. She was already up and the merch was already and set to go. But I think finally, like, I want to say about an hour to an hour and a half, Kim and Kanye finally got there.
And that's when they start.
Yeah, they're like, okay, get the Kim and Kanye here, then we can start the album.
That is so annoying. Oh, my gosh.
Think of your favorite artist. Would you wait? Would you still be sitting there for 2 hours, or would you have bailed after an hour, after 90 minutes?
Yeah, I probably would have given them an hour, and after that, I'm like, okay, it's time to move on. They're not showing up. That's just so disrespectful. I can't even. I understand being a little late. You know, traffic. Whatever, babies, things like that happen. 2 hours, no excuse. That's
disrespecting your fans that paid money to be there, by the way.
Yes, exactly. Also trending this morning, Kevin Hart is trending. The comedian just delivered some payback to his friend Nick Cannon. As a joke, Cannon bought Kevin Hart a llama for his birthday, saying, "Since I'm having all these new kids, I thought I would bless you with one as well. Save the drama for your llama." Well, that didn't go well with Kevin Hart. Well, to get back at him, Kevin Hart bought billboards in Los Angeles, Atlanta, and New York that say, "For any advice on fatherhood, call my best friend Nick Cannon." And it gave his real cell phone number. Now, if you want to do the math, Cannon welcomed twins with Abby De La Rosa on June 14th. He also had a son with model Alyssa Scott just 9 days later. He also welcomed a daughter back in December with Brittany Bell, with whom he shares a four-year-old son. And then he is also dad to 10-year-old twins with Mariah Carey. Nick says his phone will not stop ringing. And if I were him, I'd be watching my back because, or if I'm Kevin Hart, I'd be watching my back because payback is coming. You know it.
I'll call the number now. Did you call it?
No, I didn't.
Let's see what we get.
I'm sure it's probably disconnected by now.
Yeah, probably. Yep, not getting any.
No.
Hey, guys, it's Nick Cannon. You like to be a part of my next prank? And cash at me $5 or more to Cannon Cash.
Cash at me?
Instagram, Facebook, or Snapchat. And I'll make sure you get on the next prank.
No. I'm not cash apping you
$5.
You're like, you have your own money. Do your own thing. Oh, I'm not being a part of this.
No.
Oh my gosh. I'm going to save my money for this next one. Live Nation is trending this morning. To celebrate the return of live music, they're offering fans $20 all-in tickets to nearly 1,000 shows this year. For a limited time only next week, fans are going to have access to exclusive $20 tickets to participating Live Nation shows. Some of the participating Las Vegas shows include Morrissey, One Republic, Pitbull, Rod Stewart, Gwen Stefani, Shania Twain, and the Scorpions. The $20 tickets, they go on sale to the general public starting next Wednesday at 9 p.m. If you're a T-Mobile or a Sprint customer, you can actually score early access on Tuesday at 9 a.m. So that's four people doing pranks on Kevin Hart. I'd rather use my money for a concert ticket. Thank you very much.
Wait, so it's 20. These are $20 tickets, or $20 to get you access to all these tickets?
No. $20 tickets. $20 tickets to those shows.
That seems high for a Scorpions concert.
Oh, really? I think they don't. They have a lot of hits.
Do they? I don't know.
Okay. I was like, oh, I'm not sure.
Well, yeah, the Scorpions. They've got like one. They got two hits.
Well, what shows? I mean, do you get to see for $20?
No, I think
really?
That's awesome. I'm saying, yeah. I think that's on the high end for a Scorpions concert.
Scorpions fans are probably very upset right now. I think they have more than two hits, by the way.
Oh, do they? Okay.
I'm pretty
okay.
sure
All
they
right.
do. And then finally this morning, Hidden Valley Ranch is trending. They just announced a new product that's going to be sold exclusively at Sam's Club locations nationwide. It's Hidden Valley Ranch Pepperoni Pizza Dip. Yeah, it's a dip. It's pretty much exactly what the name suggests, a combination of the flavor of pepperoni pizza and the classic taste of Hidden Valley Ranch dressing. I don't know about this. It's a blend of the seasoning, pepperoni, and cheese, and it can be used as a dip with crackers, cheese, or you could spread it on a bagel, chips, whatever. You can buy a 1.5-pound container for $8.48. I love dipping my pizza crust in ranch dressing, but this dip sounds a little A little too much. I don't know. Try it yourself. It's at Sam's Club, and that is what's trending.
Caller 20 right now, 702-364-9400. You're caller 20. You get to play Heads Up. We got a cool prize for you.
We have an Apple HomePod Mini, courtesy of Warner Records. You can listen to Mix 94.1, play all your favorite artists like Anne-Marie and Niall Horan. You're also going to be qualified to win that grand prize, which we're going to draw today, which is a three-pack of Apple HomePod Mini, so you can listen throughout your house.
Indeed.
Oh, yes. Oh, okay. Sorry. I was I don't know why I was waiting for a response on that. Okay, no, so all you got to do...
It's a huge grand prize.
Yeah, all you got to do is be caller 20 right now. Your category will be Big Frank, since it's Friday. We've got your category all set. Big Frank. You do get to pick your partner, and if you get six answers in 60 seconds, you are going to win. Caller 20 plays 702-364-9400.
It's time for Heads Up with Mercedes in the Morning on Mix 94.1.
All right, we have our contestant on the line who's sitting in her car right now waiting to go to work. Janice, you're caller 20. You ready to play Heads Up?
I am so ready, Mercedes. Yay!
Okay, we don't want to make you late, so let's get this done.
It's fine. I texted her. I'm like, I'm just sitting here. I'm going to try and win.
Oh, good.
It's going to be good luck.
Oh, good. Okay, awesome. So you have the support of your boss. Let's take our time then. All right, your category, it's Big Frank. July is National Hot Dog Month, so these are all different hot dog toppings, okay?
Okay.
Who do you want to pick as your partner?
I'll go with you, Mercedes. Okay. You haven't let me down before.
All right, let's
do this.
Here
we go. Let's do it again, Janice. It's very simple. You know the deal. There's 60 seconds on the clock, and you get six correct, and you'll win that Apple HomePod Mini. Ladies, you start now.
Hormel makes this. They put it on top of your hot dog. It's like beans and
chili.
Yes. This is, you might have this breakfast meat. It's strips of...
bacon?
Yes. This is yellow. French's is
mustard.
Yes. This is it's cabbage, but it's pickled cabbage.
Relish.
No, it's
sauerkraut.
Yes. This is they make you cry when you cut them.
Onion.
Yes. This is red. Kids love it on their hot dogs.
Ketchup.
Yes.
Nice.
Janice, you got it. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Janice, you just won an Apple HomePod Mini, which is a huge prize, and you're now qualified for that grand prize, which we'll draw later on this morning, the Apple HomePod 3-pack, which includes two extra minis and the HomePod. So congratulations to you.
Well, thank you so much.
Hopefully you don't get in trouble for being late. You're a winner, so it was worth it. Nice job, Janice. We have more prizes to give away in the 8 o'clock hour with Heads Up. We're going to give away Justin Bieber tickets, so you definitely don't want to miss that. Right now, it's the latest from Ed Sheeran, Bad Habits on Mix. Mix 94.1, that is Ed Sheeran, his latest called Bad Habits. It is 6:39, Mercedes in the Morning. I saw something yesterday that I had not seen in years. I was actually trying to think of when was the last time that I saw this, and I have to say it was probably about 8 years ago, and it was a phone book. When is the last time you saw a phone book?
Oh, they used to deliver them to my house, my current house. So I would say within 10 years. I haven't seen one in it's been a couple of years. I remember when I first got to our house, which had been in 2010, coming outside, and there was one in my driveway. I'm like, what am I going to do with this? What's this thing?
It's been so long since I've seen one of those. I was like, this belongs in a museum. This is one of those things that you just don't see anymore. And I was thinking about some other things that you just don't see anymore. When is the last time that you've seen a telephone booth? An actual telephone booth.
Oh, an actual booth or like a payphone? Do casinos even still have payphones?
No, I mean a booth.
Yeah, I'm trying to think.
But also a payphone if you want to think about that too.
A booth. It needs to be on every corner in town. It's been a long time since I've seen it. I can't even tell you. 2000s or 2010? 2005 maybe?
What about a typewriter? When's the last time you saw a typewriter?
Maybe in a museum?
When's the last time you went to a museum and saw a typewriter?
You know, I would say probably, I love going to those antique malls downtown and walking around and stuff. So I would say I saw one there in an antique shop that was for sale. But someone like using a typewriter or a word processor, I used a word processor in college. Those might like to type up papers and stuff.
Yeah.
Without a word processor.
Okay, how about, here's another thing. We were talking about these on the show yesterday. A beeper. When's the last time you saw a beeper?
Late 90s?
It's been a long time.
Think about it. When's the last time you saw a beeper?
Like saw one in person. I've seen them on TV when I'm watching old movies and stuff.
You had one, right?
I had one, yeah. I had a pager, yeah. 143, I love you.
911, call me ASAP. And then you got to find a payphone and go inside that phone booth and call your friend back.
How about a film camera? We just use our phones now.
Yeah. Again, antique shop. They had a bunch of old cameras down there.
Yeah. That's just your daily dose of feeling old. If you know, think about all those things. Other things like video cameras, lighters in cars. It's been a long time since I've seen a lighter in a car.
They don't have them anymore,
do you?
You push
those and they pop out and they're ready to light your cigarette. Yeah.
Yeah, kids, there was an actual light. You push it in, you'd wait maybe 30 seconds, this thing would pop out, and you look at the inside of it, it'd be flaming red. It'd be so hot. I once touched one. I touched that lighter once. Oh, I had the biggest blister on my hand after touching that thing.
Yeah, those things were nasty. So, yeah, if you were just wanting to go back in time a little bit, that was your daily dose of that. I just thought, wow, I have not seen a phone book forever. I wonder if you guys have seen one.
What are some other things that you haven't just seen in forever? Same thing with, cigarette lighters. Smoking sections in restaurants. Restaurants used to have for kids out there, restaurants, you'd walk in, there'd be a smoking section and a non-smoking section in a restaurant.
That's, yeah, and you would smell if you were right by it. Oh my gosh, that was the worst.
And like the smoke wouldn't stop. You go into, I don't know, Denny's, here's a smoking section on the left, non-smoking on the right. That smoke odor would still waft over to the non-smoking section.
That, always. It didn't even make a difference, ever. It was awful.
Same thing with clubs and bars before there's smoking bans and stuff. You go out to a club or you go out for a night on the town, you wake up the next morning. Even if you didn't smoke, you would smell like an ashtray. It was the worst. The hair would smell.
So, so bad. Oh, my gosh.
What are other things that were in there?
Alarm clocks, GPS units, stuff like that.
Oh, alarm clocks, yeah.
Yeah.
Do you have to depend on your alarm clock to wake up in the morning?
Yeah, always had to depend on that and had to have multiple alarm clocks. So,
would you do the clock radio?
Yeah, I listen to Mix 94.1. Yeah, absolutely.
And they should tell us, too, like, you make sure it's 6 o'clock. That's when a lot of alarms go off. You should have a song playing at 6 o'clock so people would like to wake up to music versus commercials or something.
Exactly.
There's a
whole
science to it, yeah. Coming up next, we got the Hot 3. What do you got for us?
All right, we are going to talk about the Olympics. Our opening ceremonies just happened, and we'll get you the latest on that. Also, what sports do people think that they should add to the Olympics? And should we ban people paying with this kind of money? A lot of people do it. A lot of women do it. We'll tell you what it is coming up next in the Hot 3.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Machine Gun Kelly, it's Mix 94.1, Mercedes in the morning.
Here we go. It's time for the Mercedes Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
And Hot 3 is brought to you by attorney Paul Powell. More lawyer, less fee.
Okay. I'm a little messed up this morning.
Everything right?
Oh, I missed. I was supposed to do a Channel 8 thing, and I missed it.
You didn't do it already?
No, I missed it.
Oh.
Because we were running late, and so I totally missed it. Such a mess though, over here. Anyway.
Do you need to roll over there right now? Or?
No, it's too late. It's all good. So here we go. This is the priority. Anyway, we've got the Olympics. The Olympic torch has made its way to Tokyo as the Summer Games get underway today. Its month-long journey to the opening ceremony started in Greece, and now they've started. excited. You can actually watch some of the coverage right now. The concept of the Olympians coming in was actually derived from ancient Olympians who would keep a sacrifice fire burning through their Olympics. And instead of running with the flame, torchbearers did a short handoff to each other. So the torch will be used to light the Olympic cauldron at today's ceremony in front of a mostly empty stadium due to COVID restrictions. Now, the people asked, what sports should be added to the Summer Olympics? And some of the answers were kind of interesting. The number one sport people think that should be added is lacrosse with 12% of the vote. Bowling was a close second with 11%, followed by American football at 9%, and dodgeball, roller skating, and water skiing were all tied with 8%. Interestingly enough, 2% of people say they want Quidditch from Harry Potter in there. Right. And that's not even a real sport. Lacrosse and tug of war actually used to be events at the Summer Olympics 100 years ago, as was cricket, croquet, and water motor sports.
I started watching this morning, 5 a.m. They were on live. They started the opening ceremonies. And they had some piped in, because there's no audience, there's no crowd. And they had some piped in noise and stuff. But seeing the athletes come out, I was watching the first few countries that came out, and their excitement is contagious. These athletes are walking out in the stadium just so over the top excited. It's neat to see that energy.
Yeah, it's hopefully, you know, I know a lot of it is under the cloud of COVID, mm-hmm. and people are really worried and being very careful, as they should be. Hopefully it's still as exciting, and people, I know they're not going to have fans there. They're going to pipe in sound and stuff like that. But yeah, it's just, there's that little cloud, and that the fact that this should have been last year too. Don't forget that.
Because now we're going to roll into the Winter Olympics are taking place in 2022. Yeah. So we get back to back.
Yeah, that's going to be very interesting. So it's like back-to-back Olympics all over the place. Okay, finally this morning, here is a story you would only see in the summer. Europe is dealing with a big heat wave right now, and the owner of a mattress store in Ireland just announced that he's not accepting sweaty boob cash anymore, meaning cash you've been storing in your bra. His name is Mattress Mick, and he claims it's a real problem. He says his employees shouldn't have to deal with it, and that the cash they've been getting lately is even sweatier than normal, so he's banning it. He put up a sign that says no bra money, and reactions are actually pretty mixed. Some people agree with him. They think it's gross, but other people say, hey, banning it's unfair because a lot of women's clothes don't have pockets. I know, but we have purses and stuff.
Did you ever carry anything in your bra? Money or cell phone? Or if you're going out to a club or something, put your ID and credit card in there?
And lip gloss I've carried
in
there
before. Bra?
Yeah, so just my little container, put it right in the middle and keep it there if I didn't have any pockets or I didn't want like that big bulge from there. I never put money. I put my driver's license there before, but that's about it for me. Yeah. Well,
why don't they make a bra that has pockets like that? Or is that too? Would that be too much? Like the bra wallet, where there's the little slits like you have in your wallet to put your credit cards
and
stuff.
The bralette.
There you go.
Well, there is something called a bralette, but it's like a very light bra. It's not even, there's no wallet in it. Yeah, that's an idea, but I think we're fine with no pockets as long as it stays in there and the girls are safe. Everything's good, you know?
It works. Was that the last one?
Yeah, that's it.
Okay, Justin Bieber is going to be in concert in February, and we've got your tickets in the 8 o'clock hour, 8:25 for Justin.
94.1. It is Mercedes in the morning, 7 o'clock Friday morning. And I think this is just a bad idea. Either way you slice it, I think it is a bad idea.
How would you react to it if I gave your daughters a gift and the gift was a live animal, was a pet? Would you be upset about that? If you give it, can you give a gift to a kid, a pet to a kid, without getting their parents' permission first? Because this happened to my buddy. He and his wife were out of town last weekend, and they had some friends watching their daughter. They came to the house, and they're very close, and they stayed with them. And when they came back in town on Sunday, there was a yellow canary in the house. Apparently on Friday night, they took their daughter out, and when they went out, they went to the pet store because the girl loves pets. She's like 7 years, 6 or 7 years old, and they bought a bird. And so my buddy comes home, he's like, there's a bird in our house. And at that point, the daughter was attached to this bird for a couple of days. So he's been there all week. So he now has this bird who's very loud and over the top. Well, my buddy is leaving town today with his daughter for a few days, and his wife is staying home. So they're now thinking about, okay, when she's gone, do we do something? Do we have our friend come back and take this pet and keep it as their own? Do we take it back to the pet store we got it at? Because they don't want to have a canary in their house.
Are they testing for carbon monoxide? Is that why they gave it to him?
He's a miner. Here. He's a coal miner.
I want to make sure there's no carbon monoxide in your house. Here's a canary.
He's a coal miner.
I never think that's a great idea. And I think I've told this story before, but when I was a kid, our neighbors, Ben and Brenda, Ben owned a liquor store in Colorado called Bungalow Liquors. And he noticed a guy outside his liquor store one morning giving away puppies. He had a box that said free puppies, and there were these dogs in there, and he felt so bad. And so Ben took two of them, brought them home, came to our house, and gave me a puppy, and then gave our friends Chucka and Raul a puppy. And so I was like, oh my gosh, I got a puppy. So I ran to my dad. I'm like, Dad, Ben gave me a puppy. And he's like, what? Like, he gave me this puppy, and he was really cute, but like, he was definitely a mutt, but he had the biggest paws. You knew this puppy was going to be gigantic. My dad goes, absolutely not. And I was like, what? I love this puppy. I want to keep it. He's like, you are not keeping this dog. Take it back to Ben's house. Tell him you cannot have it. And I'm like, why? He's like, look how big that dog's going to be. We cannot handle that in our small house, which he had a point. So I had to take the dog back and give it back to Ben. I don't know if he gave it back to the guy giving away the puppies or what, but my dad wouldn't let me keep it.
Have you been in that situation, 702-364-9400, where someone gave your kid a pet? And if so, what was the pet? Did you keep it? Did you send it back? And then with this dog, did this guy just drop it off? Did he have any pet supplies? Or he just gave you the pup and said, here you go, kid.
Just gave me the dog. And same with our neighbors. And you know what? Their parents wouldn't let them keep it either. Same thing. The dog, they just, their houses weren't big enough for, it would be mean to do that to the dog, you know, it's just too small. And so they were so cute. And Ben said he found them homes. That's all I cared about, as long as they found a home. But my parents were like, no. And so same thing. If someone gave my kids an animal, I'd be really upset if they didn't discuss it with me first. I want to make sure, you know, we had dogs for a lot of years, and I love having dogs. I love animals. But right now, just our lifestyle does not equate to giving a dog a good home right now. We're just not home enough, and that's not fair to the poor animal.
My buddy, so he left on a Friday, comes back Sunday, and then there's this canary in their house. The daughter loves it. Can he get it? I mean, what do you do in that situation? So what do you do in that situation? So my buddy kept it because his daughter was so happy to have it, upset with his friend who bought it without giving the heads up. Like, hey, we're going to buy your daughter a bird. What do you do? Do you send it back right away? Because at the couple of days, she's attached to it. So that's his mindset now is he's going to be gone. The daughter's going to be gone for a few days. Did they do something? Not to, you know, give it to a friend or take it back to the pet store. And then when they come back into town, tell the daughter some story. Like, oh, the bird flew away and it's in a happy place right now. Or, oh, you know, our friends now have the bird and we can go visit the bird. What do you do in that situation?
I think you're kind of stuck with it now. If you don't say something right at the beginning, now that's your bird. I don't think you lie to your kid and tell them that they flew away or whatever. But at the same time, maybe you talk to that person, be like, hey, by the way, since we're leaving town, you get to bird sit because you brought us this bird. Yeah, that's what I would do. What do you guys think? 702-364-9400. Has anyone ever given you or your child a pet, and what happened? This text just came in. It said, pets aren't gifts. They're an expense. My son's father, who lives in a different state, gave him two guinea pigs as a gift. My son was heartbroken when I had to return them to the store. Yeah, that too. They are an expense. I was just thinking about the time that's dedicated to taking care of them, but it's tough. And then you look like the bad guy when you return it or say that we can't take care of this animal right now. It's just not fair.
Yeah, the friends are the hero. Hey, let's go look at pets at the pet store. Oh, you want a bird? Yeah, sure. Here's a bird. Enjoy it for the 2 days while we're here. And the parents come back into town like, what is this? And parents are the bad guys if they want to get rid of that bird. Anyone want a canary? I got a nice, he said it's a yellow canary. So anyone want a canary, let me know.
Yeah, any coal miners out there, let us know. Let's do some carbon monoxide testing. Make sure that everything's on the up and up.
Still to come next, we have the dirt. And lots coming up still on the show. 8 o'clock hour, there's Justin Bieber tickets. And 9 o'clock hour, this is going to be great. Right around 9:20, Peppa from Salt and Peppa joins the show. It's Mix 94.1, Mercedes in the morning.
We never gossip.
Or would we?
Let's go.
Time for the Daily Dirt on Mix 94.1.
Coldplay has a new album coming out in October, and the closing track is a 10-minute epic called Coloratura. The band says the song is not a single and will just be considered an album track. And the band describes it as an exhilarating spacebound epic. And they released it, so I have some of this 10-minute track. Give you a little taste of this. Here it is from Coldplay, Coloratura.
I'm up there in the heavens, Galileo, and those pining for the moon. No, it's a slow.
Have an awesome sound to them.
I'm happy with anything Coldplay, right? Really am.
And Mercedes interviewed Chris Martin from Coldplay. She did a Zoom with him, and that interview is on our website, mix941.fm. How would you describe his look that day of the Zoom?
You know, he was all paranoid about his hair, so he put a hat on right away when we started doing the interview, which is kind of funny.
He started hatless and then went...
Yeah, he's like, oh, my hair. And then he put his hat on. And then he was wearing a nice shirt with a button that said love on it. So he's pretty low-key, but very nice. Very handsome, as usual.
And that's a cool thing. So a few years before Prince's tragic death in 2016, Prince announced his Welcome to America tour, which was supposed to arrive alongside an LP of the same name. The tour went ahead without the album. But now, nearly a decade later, Welcome to America is finally about to debut. It'll be out on July 30th. They've been dropping some singles along the way, and they just released a new song. It's called Hot Summer. So here's brand new music from Prince, Hot Summer.
Say that people gather all around, dancing to a futuristic some of them are teachers, some are clowns. All deserve a hug and a pat. Cause it's gonna be hot summer. Just wait and see. Hot summer.
This is in no way meant to be respectful to Prince at all. It's actually a compliment, but it reminds me of a song that I used to hear on Sesame Street as a kid. Doesn't it sound like a Sesame Street song? And that's a compliment because I loved Sesame Street.
Did you know the song, or you need some help identifying what it sounds like? Do you have it in mind?
No, it just
sounds Sesame Street.
It just sounds very Sesame Street-ish. I can just picture like them all singing, you know, there's Oscar and Cookie Monster singing about summer. And then there's Prince in the middle of it all. I can totally see that. And that is not a diss. That is a good thing. Yes. Tell me it doesn't sound like Sesame Street.
I'm getting that vibe if you said it, for sure. Lance Bass from NSYNC pranked his bandmates for a funny TikTok video. And we Steph did this to us. It was a thing a while ago, but by FaceTiming each one, but then when they pick up, he says he's too busy to talk when they answer. So that's the prank that, it was a big thing on TikTok. Steph did it to us, but I have the audio of when Lance Bass pranked his bandmates. So here he is when he FaceTimes Chris from NSYNC.
Hey, Lance.
Chris, hey, man.
Hey, Lance. Hey, look. Look
who I'm hanging out with. Oh, my God. I'm so sorry, guys. I am so busy right now. I can't talk, but can you call me later?
FaceTime me.
Yeah, just call me later. I can't talk right now. Sorry, guys. I'm so busy.
I saw that. He was so excited to hear from him. He was with some, like his mom or something when it called. It was so funny. Up.
Here's Joey Fatone.
Oh, hey, what's up, Lance?
Hey, Joey. Look, I cannot speak right now. I'm so busy. Can I call you back later? Actually, call me back later, okay? I'll see you. I'm just really busy right now. All right? I gotta go.
So funny.
I'll hit the last two. JC and his reaction.
Hey, man, I'm sorry. I am so busy right now. There's no way I can talk. I'm at dinner, so can I call you back later?
And then he did. Here's Justin Timberlake. What went down with when he FaceTimed Justin? Here it is.
What the f***?
He declined to call.
Bumped. People were freaking out that JC made an appearance on TikTok. Like, JC does not like social media. He is, like, just not really on there. Lance had to talk him into getting an Instagram. And so people were, like, so excited that JC Chazé was on TikTok for a brief moment. And we're all hoping, I put myself in that category, that he starts his own TikTok. Because he doesn't do anything on social media.
He's zero on there, huh?
Yes, it's really cool to see him.
And then some people reacted about Justin's absence. And Lance said, listen, they're still very close friends. He just didn't pick up the call when he FaceTimed him. And if I got a buddy that FaceTimes me, I'm hesitant about picking it up. I'm like, why is he FaceTiming me right now?
I always have to make sure that my my surroundings are okay. I want to make sure I have a nice background.
And then the last one here, movies this weekend. The M. Night Shyamalan horror movie Old hits theaters. It's about a vacationing family who realize that a mysterious, secluded beach is causing them all to age rapidly. The previews look freaky.
It is really weird, yeah.
And then the G.I. Joe prequel spinoff, Snake Eyes, is out this weekend. Coming up in 1 hour, your tickets to see Justin Bieber. It's Mix 94.1, Mercedes in the Morning.
Mix 94.1, Mercedes in the Morning. It is 7:29. I had to do a Zoom yesterday afternoon with a bunch of radio people. We talked about yesterday how we are doing our DJ school, and it's a conference of morning shows across the country, actually across the world. There's people from other countries there, and you just go in and you just try to learn how to do a good show, what can you improve on, stuff like that. And so I'm on a panel this year, and my panel, the moderator, sends us an email, and she says, hey, can you guys get together with me on Thursday for a Zoom, and we'll talk about what we're gonna address and any questions and if there's anything you want to bring up. And so I was crazy busy yesterday. Like, my kid had a dentist appointment. I was running all over, so I finally made it at home just in time for the Zoom call. And I will tell you what, there is a group of people that should never ever be allowed to have a Zoom call, and that would be radio people. They should just never be allowed to get together, because there is no way to get a single word in with radio people. It is absolutely impossible to speak. I sat there the whole time while they're all blah, 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 blah. It was just insanity. And I felt like everyone was trying to one-up everyone and be the funniest and say, like, the funniest thing. And so I was just sitting there. So finally, because I'm not going to fight for the time to speak, I just don't care enough. And finally, one of the guys goes, Mercedes, why are you so quiet? And I'm just like, because all of you are talking so much. That's why. I didn't say that. I was like, oh, no, I was just listening to you guys. But I was so annoyed. That is a question I hate being asked. Why are you so quiet? Because it's usually because I can't speak. You're not letting me speak, or you're completely dominating the conversation, so I'm going to be quiet. That's why I'm quiet. You know what I mean? Is there a question that you hate being asked? And what is it? 702-364-9400.
I'm looking at the lineup of DJs that were on this call. Was everybody on the call that's on the panel? Because I'm looking at the panel.
There was one girl who was not on the call, but everyone else was, yes.
And we talked about this panel yesterday. It's what I learned during the pandemic, how it's changed our shows. And a lot went down during the pandemic. And this is, I mean, yourself included, this is an all-star lineup of cast members that are going to be on stage, and all big, huge personalities. And you put them all in a room and all on a Zoom. I can see how each and every one of them, and I know some of these personally, how they're going to try to one-up the other person. Or,
oh my gosh,
they're speaking
so
just to be heard.
That's what it was. They just, I don't know. But there was one guy on there who's like a radio legend. I don't know about him personally, but everyone was fawning over him. So I was like, oh, he must be really important. And so someone brought up his background, and his daughter was one of the actresses on the show Your Honor with Bryan Cranston. I'm like, no way. And she is dating Bradley Whitford. So then the whole topic went on to that, how his daughter's dating Bradley Whitford. So I'm just sitting there, just like, but it was very interesting, that part. It was just insanity. But that is the question that I just do not like being asked. Why are you so quiet? That makes me cringe. What is the question for you? 702-364-9400. Someone just texted, I hate being asked, how's the job search going? I'll let you know when I have a job. I never know what to say. Not so good. I still don't have a job. This one says, what are your plans for the future? Is a question that makes me cringe. I don't know. Do we all need to have plans for the future? Sandy is on the phone. Sandy, what is a question you hate being asked?
Do you feel okay? I was at work first thing in the morning. I walk in and this coworker of mine says, do you feel okay? Now the rest of the day, I don't feel okay.
Yeah, because you asked me that. Why? Why would you ask me that? Does something look like not okay with me? That is the worst.
I just got out of bed. Hey, settle down.
Settle down. I love it. Sandy, you sound okay. You sound more than okay. You sound amazing this morning. So go and conquer the world. Let's talk to, let's see. Let's talk to Courtney. Courtney, what is the question that you hate being asked?
What do I like to do?
What?
You know when you're like meeting someone, they're like, so what do you like to do?
Oh, okay. And that's
yeah, and then you pause and you're like, multiple things.
Eat, sleep.
Breathe.
Yeah. You know what I can't stand? This is kind of on that note, Courtney, is when you're in a new group of people and they say, okay, everyone go around in a circle and share one fun fact about yourself. I hate sharing a fun fact about me. There are no fun facts. Like, what do you say when someone asks, share a fun fact about yourself?
Is this a new group of people that I'm meeting for the first time?
Yeah.
And now I'm on the spot. I would say what I do for a living. Fun fact, I work on a morning show in Las Vegas.
Okay. Oh, Steph, what's a fun fact about you?
I love this question because I try to get creative every time. My favorite is I can make an X with my tongue, the letter X with my tongue. And they're like, show us. And I'm like, and I do it. And like, oh, my God.
Well, do it. She's doing it. You've done this trick for us before.
I've done this
so
trick
impressive.
Before. I think I did it when I first got hired, and you guys asked me, should share a fun fact? I'm like, I can make an X with my tongue.
Wait, hold on a second. That was a question we asked you during the job interview?
What's a fun fact?
What losers are we?
Oh, man. I know it was not me who asked that because I hate that question. I did not ask that question.
It was our boss.
It probably was. This text says, I hate being asked, how do you do it? Referring to being a single mom. I don't know. I kind of have to do it. This one says, are you going to have more kids? I hate that. It's none of your business. Ruby says, when I go to work without... and someone asked me if I'm sick. Oh, my gosh. Hey, are you sick?
Yeah, I was going to say, that was it for me. I was here at the radio station. I went back to one of our coworkers' offices. This was a couple years ago. And I walked in, and she looks at me. She goes, ooh, are you not feeling well?
Yikes.
What? I'm like, yeah, you sick? I'm like, no. And then she's trying to convince me. She's like, it's okay. I'm like, no, I'm 100% fine.
Are you sure?
I'm not sick. Yeah, she keeps hammering home. And I'm like, no.
Oh.
Now I'm all subconscious that I look like I'm ill.
That just makes you feel really bad about yourself.
I can't wait for that panel to see all you guys talk over each other. It's going to be a lot of fun.
I'll be silent. I guarantee I won't say anything because it's going to be a competition. And there's two people in particular that'll be like, boom, boom. These two will dominate the whole thing because I just don't have the energy for it.
Coming up next, we've got the hot three. What do you have for us?
Okay, the Cleveland Indians just announced that they are changing their name. What is the new team name is coming up? Also, what are the most stressful things that we have to do while driving? And why people are putting this up their nose? TikTok, it can be great, but it could be really awful. We'll tell you what it is coming up next in the Hot 3.
The Kid Laroi, his new EP is out today. It is Mix 94.1, Mercedes in the morning.
It's time for the Mercedes Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
The Hot 3 is brought to you by attorney Paul Powell. More lawyer, less fee.
The Cleveland Indians are now the Guardians. The team announced a new name today in a video narrated by Tom Hanks, highlighting the history of Cleveland. We'll play a little bit of it. It's like a 2-minute video, but here's a little snippet of the video that they released.
Because this is a city we love and the game we believe in. And together, we are all Cleveland Guardians.
Now, Guardians is a nod to the statues along the city's Hope Memorial Bridge. The organization announced in December that it would be changing its name for the first time since 1915 after years of controversy and recent pressure from Major League Baseball. Over the last several months, the Indians met with fans and community leaders, resulting in a list of nearly 1,200 potential names. The club said it had three main themes for the new name. One, preserving Cleveland baseball history. Two, uniting the community, and three, connecting to the city of Cleveland.
Yeah, looking at some of the logos, it looks cool. The Guardians is kind of written out in the same font that they use for the word Indians. It's a cool little setup.
Yeah, I think it'll be a good name for them, and it's going to take some time to get used to, of course. I mean, the Cleveland Indians are such an iconic franchise, but yeah, I think that I don't know what the other options were on the table. Obviously, there were 1,200 of them, but I think that's a good one. I kind of like it.
Yeah, and have Tom Hanks now write that video too, and we are the guardians. That's cool.
Yeah.
I'm down with that.
Also this morning, did driving less last year turn you into that person who cruises around all day with their blinker on? More than one in three people think that they are a worse driver now than they were pre-pandemic, and one in seven say it took weeks to feel comfortable behind the wheel again. Now, in general, here are the 10 things people say that make them the most nervous behind the wheel. Number one is driving in snow. So luckily, we don't have to deal with that here. Driving in a new area that you don't know well, especially if it's a big city. Roads with lots of lanes and you need to be in a specific lane. That is very stressful. Driving at night. Rain, when you get passed by a big truck or you have to drive in between two of them. Oh my gosh, that is so cringy for me. I hate that. Passing someone on a bike, heavy traffic, highways in general, and parallel parking. Those are the things that make us the most nervous behind the wheel.
Driving behind like a landscape truck that has rakes and shovels that look like they're secured but not fully secured. Because I always think that the final destination scene, that's one of those things, is come flying out. Next thing you got a brake coming through your windshield or something.
A lumber truck.
Lumber truck.
Yeah, that's the one.
Lumber trucks are bad news.
I don't like that. I don't like driving through tunnels for some reason. Like the airport tunnel, I don't like it. I feel claustrophobic and I duck for some reason. Like I'm going to hit my head on the top of the tunnel or something.
You've been in New York City a lot. You ever drive through the Lincoln or Holland Tunnel?
Oh,
super
yeah.
Long tunnels. You don't see the light of day for a little bit when you go through those things. Does this freak you out?
Not just that, but I've been in one of those tunnels when there's a traffic jam where you're actually just stuck sitting in there. And there's a big tunnel in Colorado called the Eisenhower Tunnel. And that thing is so long. Oh my gosh. We used to do a thing when I was a kid where we would sing a Christmas carol the length of the tunnel. And that tunnel was so hard because we'd be like, Rudolph, 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 at the very end. Like, it was just so hard to keep it going. Also this morning, so doctors have another warning against a TikTok trend that people are doing that may not be very safe. And that trend is sticking garlic up your nose. Doctors are warning, saying it is not safe at all. The trends involves putting garlic cloves up their nostrils in an attempt to clear their sinuses. But doctors say if you do this enough, the body is going to start to react to the oils and chemicals in the garlic, and you could contact dermatitis in your nose. They also say people run the risk of getting the cloves stuck up their nostrils, potentially resulting in a trip to the hospital. So yet another trend that we see on social media that doctors have to say, please don't do that. Earlier this week, it was cleaning your teeth with one of those sponges, those magic erase sponges.
Yeah,
don't do that. Some of these things to me, it's like, well, duh, why do they have to tell us not to do that? Shouldn't we know not to do that? But I guess, you know, some people want to try anything.
Well, it goes back to those Tide Pods, too, the people that were eating Tide Pods. Like, why are you eating a Tide Pod? What are you doing? You shouldn't be doing that. But the warning's got to go out. That's why there's warnings on all these things. Don't iron your clothes when they're on. Done that before, though, right?
Yeah, my doctor was on me this week. I went for my annual physical, and he's just asking me questions. He's like, you still drinking that alkaline water? And I was like, oh, yeah, you heard about that one recall. That was the brand I was drinking. Mm-hmm. He goes, yeah, that's why I'm asking. I'm like, no, I don't drink that one anymore. He goes, good. I don't know why you do that stuff. I was like, wait, what? He's like, you don't need to drink out. He's like, regular water's fine. I'm like, what? Oh, man. He's like, you like to do everything that people tell you is good for you, don't you? And he was like being like real.
Coming down on you?
But I liked it. I liked it that he was being honest with me. I was like, yeah, well, I still drink alkaline water. And he's like, oh, okay. Well, I'm glad you're paying more for regular water. I was like, oh, come on.
I lost track. Was that the last one?
Yeah, that's the last one.
All right. Coming up here in the 8 o'clock hour, man, lots going on. There's tickets for you to go see Justin Bieber. We got them for you at 8:25. And right before that, it's Friday morning. So we have the Oh Wow Wheel. We'll be spinning it in honor of the Olympics. Kind of pump up music, a song that gets you pumped up and ready to go. That's all coming up here in the 8 o'clock hour. It's Mix 94.1. Mercedes in the morning.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Mix 94.1. It is Mercedes in the Morning, 7:59 on a Friday, and the 2020 Olympic Games have begun. Yes, it's 2021, but don't worry about that. We are all set. The opening ceremonies just wrapped up, and it was actually, I was kind of watching some of them while we were doing the show. Naomi Osaka, she actually had the honor of lighting the cauldron, and it was absolutely beautiful. The fireworks, all that. Sue Bird and Eddie Alvarez were Team USA's flag bearers for the ceremony as the Tokyo Games get underway. So it's official. The excitement of the Olympics is back. I love it.
I was watching this morning, 5 a.m. when they started. It started live, and there's no crowd there this year. Everything's going on with COVID and everything. I think we all knew that going into this Olympics. But you still see the athletes come out, and they have the same amount of energy walking into that stadium for the first time. They're so excited to be there representing their country, and I just love when the Olympics are on. I like watching them, having them on in the background. There's just an excitement about them.
I wish that there were more opportunities for regular people to experience the Olympic Games, not necessarily as spectators, but as actual athletes. I wish more things were considered sports so that just your regular person like us could participate. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Like, I don't know. If something was an Olympic event, what would you win gold in? Just an everyday action. If some random action was an Olympic event, what would you win gold in? 702-364-9400. Is there something you would win gold in if it were an Olympic event?
Loading the dishwasher.
You're really good at that,
I'm really good at it. I can find, it's like Tetris to me. Can find some space, move some things around. My wife will load it. Like, dishwasher seems to be full. Let me take a look-see. Oh, let's move this here. This plate can go up top there. Move this over here. Shuffle these things around. Next thing you know, it's neatly organized and plenty of room to get all kinds of stuff in there. So I think I would definitely, if I didn't get a gold, I get a silver medal when it comes to loading the dishwasher.
You got to aim high. You can't make that an option. Just say I'd win the gold.
Okay, thank you. See, you're my coach. You're my Olympic coach. He's walking out. Here's JC Fernandez, and he is going to be in the dishwashing competition. And his coach says he's going to get gold this year.
Okay, Steph, if something were an Olympic event, what would you win gold in?
Oh, I would be so amazing at parallel parking. You need someone to parallel park? I got you. If you're driving and you feel uncomfortable and I'm in the passenger seat, I'll ask, hey, do you want to switch around? Because I'm really good at parallel parking and backing into the parking spot as well.
Ooh, gold worthy, huh?
Yeah.
I didn't know that about you.
Oh, yeah.
Where'd you get the skill?
Well, when I was in promotions on the street team, we would have their big station vehicles, and they only allowed us to back in with those huge vehicles. So I learned very well at that age to be not only a small car, but big car. So when I got into my car, which was much smaller than the station vehicles, I felt more comfortable, like parallel parking and backing into my parking spot.
Gold medalist over there.
Maybe silver, though. I don't want to get too caught.
No, stop saying silver.
You guys. Okay. This is crediting ourselves.
Yes, stop doing that.
Okay, Mercedes, what would you gold in?
Okay, this is a skill I've had for a while. I've never talked about it on the show, but you know when you're laying in bed and you're really thirsty and you want to drink some water, you got a bottle right next to your bed, and so you have to sit up, then drink the bottle. I would win a gold in drinking water laying down. I have perfected it. I can lay down on my back, grab that water bottle, not spill a drop on me, and drink that whole bottle with zero issues. I can drink water laying down, and I would win the gold in that. You know what? If I would win the platinum in that. I am the best at that. I wish they had a platinum medal so I could win it.
I could see you going out to the competition. You walk out there. Here is Mercedes Martinez representing the United States. And you lie down. That'd be the competition. Be a bed.
In a bed.
No stadium. You have to lie down. Oh, she's going for the bottle. Oh, she prefers real water.
Well, she... No, I know.
Well,
I don't drink that.
It's all right. Alkaline water. Alkaline water.
did she drip any on her chin or on her chest? No, not a drop. Dry as a bone. Here she goes. Well, is she going to choke? Nope, she is sure not going to. She drank the whole bottle of water. Woo!
But then your competitor, Samantha Jones from Canada, is on the bed. Oh. Samantha grabs the water.
She's been my rival for years.
These two have gone at it. Reminds me of Nancy Kerrigan and Tanya Harding back in the 80s. Look at this. She choked!
Yeah! See? There's many things you can find your talents in. We're getting a ton of texts here. If you could win the gold in any event, what would it be? This one says overthinking. This one says makeup. Not smiling constantly. I would actually come close to a gold on that. Oh, I love this one. If you could win the gold in anything, it would be going to Starbucks, Target, and Chick-fil-A in one day. Wow. Who could go to the most, visit the most places in one day? That's a good competition right there.
Well, going to Target, the competition, you're going in there to buy toilet paper. Can you only buy toilet paper?
No.
That, if you can do that, that's a gold medal right there.
I wouldn't even qualify for the Olympics then if that were a competition. There's no way.
Justin Bieber will be here in Las Vegas in February, T-Mobile Arena. Got your tickets right around 8:25. They're yours when you win heads up. And then right before that is Friday. We got the Oh Wow Wheel. Speaking of the Olympics, the theme this week is a song that'll pick you up, kind of get you going. Think of yourself. Of your Olympic athlete, what are you going to play before you enter the games? That song that'll get you going. We spin the wheel in just about 10 minutes. It's Mix 94.1, Mercedes in the morning, kicking off 60 plus minutes commercial free. And in just about 10 minutes, those tickets for you to Justin Bieber.
It's Mercedes in the morning.
Wow.
And now the Oh Wow Wheel.
All right, it is time to spin the Oh Wow Wheel. One of us is going to play a song that makes you say, oh, wow, in honor of the Olympics officially kicking off today. We have decided to go with the theme of hype up songs that hype you up, whether it be before a big event, whether it be just to hype you up personally, to make you feel the love for yourself. That is what we're going with today, and it has landed on you, JC.
Ooh, okay.
Okay, so if you get the big old veto, then it's going to move to me. So, Steph, the power of veto is in your hands today.
Okay,
it's very simple. To make it to the Olympics, you've got to be the best. So I picked a song that reminds you that you are the best. From Karate Kid, Joe Esposito, you're the best around. Try to be
best, Steph, only because you said the Karate Kid, I will let the song play.
All right, play. Ain't tough to make it.
Joe Esposito, you're the best. That was my pick for the Friday morning Oh Wow Wheel. Songs that kind of pump you up. Get ready for the Olympics.
Okay, so this one, if you would have gotten the veto, it would have gone to me. And this one, it's not really like pumping me up for the Olympics. It's more just like self-love song. So I would have picked the song Love Myself by Haley Steinfeld. I love this song and video, and I used to make my kids like sing this to themselves. I love me.
This song makes me so happy.
Love that song so much. I feel like it's so underrated. Like, it was popular for a second, and then it kind of disappeared. So that was my hype up song.
Great energy to it too.
Yeah. How about you, Steph?
So this song, if I hear it in a workout class and I'm tired and I'm dead, and they just put this song at the end, I am hyped. I am finishing the class strong. I don't know how to pronounce the DJ's name, but the song is Sandstorm.
Oh my gosh, this is such a spin stop song. They play this in all the spin classes.
I hear this coming out of the workout room at LVAC all the time.
There you go. I am on the bike and I do not like cycling, but if I was cycling to this song, oh, you bet I'll beat everybody.
Is it like Darude or something like that?
Yeah.
This song is, oh my gosh.
How does this one start? I don't even think I heard it from the beginning.
This is when they're like, okay, turn your resistance up. And then it comes in with a
did-did-did-did. Yep. Did-did-did-did.
Oh, there it is. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. And then by the end, you're like, I can't breathe.
Great songs all across the board there on that one.
Yeah, that was a good category.
So right now, we're doing heads up, which means we're looking for caller 20 at 702-364-9400. You're caller 20. You're playing heads up. It's a big prize today.
We have your tickets to see Justin Bieber. He's coming to town, T-Mobile Arena, in February. And if you want to go, all you got to do is be caller 20 right now. Your category will be Popeye's Spinach. You get to pick your partner. And if you get six answers in 60 seconds, you are going to win. Caller 20 plays 702-364-9400.
The world blows up. It's time for Heads Up with Mercedes in the Morning on Mix 94.1.
Sandra, you're caller 20. You ready to play Heads Up?
I sure am.
Okay,
we
want to get you these Justin Bieber tickets. Your category is Popeye's spinach. So National Fresh Spinach Day was on July 16th last week. So these are different foods that might have spinach in them, okay?
Okay.
All right, who do you want to pick as your partner this morning?
You, Mermer.
Mermer
Mercedes.
Mermer. I like that. Thank you. Mermer. I like having nicknames.
Yeah, that's awesome. All right, Sandra, here's the deal. You know the deal. You got 60 seconds on the clock. You get six correct, and you'll get tickets to see Justin Bieber. Ladies, you start now.
Okay, you put dressing on this. You eat it.
Salad?
Yeah. This is what you would. Domino's sells this.
Little, pizza?
Yes. It says you might make one of these with a tortilla. You put the stuff in there and then...
Quesadilla?
No, it's not a burrito, but
taco?
Let's pass. Okay, this is Campbell's makes this...
Soup?
Yes. This is spaghetti, linguine, all different kinds of...
Pasta?
Yes. This is what you would drink. It has like spinach and then fruits and you blend it all up.
Like a smoothie?
Yes. This is the like French onion. You put a chip in there. It's Yes, yeah. Deb! Yeah. You got it! Congratulations!
So, Mercedes, I took my daughter to see Justin when she was in 2009. And now she was like 7. Now she's 19. We're going to redo that same pose.
Oh my gosh. How it started, how it ended. Let's do one of those photos. I love that. Congratulations, Sandra.
Thank you so much. And I want to send a shout out to Momo and Jack.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. We appreciate it. Momo and Jax appreciate it.
They're all listening right now. They're like, did she just send a shout out to me?
Sandra, they are because their wife's out of town. So when she's out of town, the radio goes on. So they're listening this morning. I appreciate the shout out, Sandra. And yes, you're all set. Justin Bieber, T-Mobile Arena. He will be there on Sunday, February 20th, 2022, the Justice World Tour. We've got more tickets this morning. Next hour, your tickets to the Backstreet Boys, A Very Backstreet Christmas. Those tickets, 9:40.
Mix 94.1, it is Mercedes in the morning, 8:35, finally Friday. Welcome to the weekend, almost the weekend.
Yeah, we are here. I've got a question for you, Mercedes, ladies out there, I guess everyone out there as well. Do you feel safe in Las Vegas? Do you feel safe? And the reason I asked this question, a couple things popped up over the past week. One was yesterday, I was talking to Heather Collins, and she's telling me she's looking at getting a new car. She's thinking about getting a Toyota Prius. And talking about, you know, saving money on gas and everything. And then she tells me, she goes, I hate pumping gas. I'm like, oh, is it because you're getting on your car, you get gas in your hands? She says, no. So I have this constant fear of every time I go and pump gas, I have this fear of being mugged. And Heather actually had an incident happen years ago where she was at a gas station and someone smashed and grabbed and took her purse out of her car. So ever since then, she's telling me she's got this constant fear of every time she pumps gas of being mugged. And then earlier in the week, my wife, this time of year, she goes running super early in the morning, like 4 or 4:30 in the morning. She goes running, and I'm there doing my work for the show. And she got back from one of her runs, and she came inside, and she runs with Jax, our dog. And I'm like, how was it? She's like, oh, it was good. She said, but I'll tell you, like every time I run, especially this time of day, I have just this underlying fear of like getting attacked. And she has like a taser that she runs with. It's a flashlight and a taser all in one. So my wife tells me that. So I'm thinking of that. And then you see this thing on this news, this guy downtown who was pounding on this poor woman's door, trying to get in, just some random dude for no rhyme or reason, just banging on the door, threatening her with all these vicious things. And I'm watching that. I'm like, my gosh. So do you feel safe in Las Vegas? If not, what's causing you and what's bringing you that fear?
Probably stories like you just told. I did until you said that. No, just kidding.
Mm-hmm.
I mean... I think as a woman, I don't want to speak for all women. Ladies, what do you think? 702-364-9400. I feel as a woman, I'm always on guard. I'm always on edge. And it kind of sucks like going through life like that. But I always feel like I have to look over my shoulder in some way, no matter where I am. The only time I feel like truly safe is if my husband's out there with me in some way. And even then, that's not a guarantee for anything, mm-hmm. but at least I don't feel like that anxiety. But yeah, like that's as a woman, I think we're always kind of just like looking over our shoulder and it sucks. I mean, I think the last time that I felt that was when my car got broken into, and luckily, you know, I wasn't there, but it just made me really... It just made me feel really upset, and my car got broken into. They stole my laptop. And what's interesting is it happened when I was getting my hair done. I was at the salon just last week, and I finished my hair. I walked out to my car, and as I'm getting in, I see a guy just walking in the parking lot. And he has a face mask on, which is, you know, not anything odd. But it's not often that they wear face masks outside. You know?
Mm-hmm.
So I see this guy, and he's kind of looking at a car with a face mask on, and he sees me, and then all of a sudden he just disappears. And the first thing that came into my mind is, this is the guy. This is the guy who stole my laptop. He scopes out the cars. So I immediately start circling the parking lot trying to find him. Like, where is he? I'm going to call the cops and tell them to come down here. I cannot find him anywhere. I don't know if he got into a car. He didn't have time to run into a business. I know he didn't. He must have gotten into a car because I could not find him anywhere. It was a matter of seconds. But yeah, I was looking around the whole time. And I always do now when I go to get my hair done, because I'm wondering, is that person still here breaking into cars? You know,
just be aware of your surroundings too. When you pull up and you see someone like that, kind of suspicious, you know, maybe drive around a little bit to the guy. And do they say, is that area where you get your hair done, is that an area that's targeted a lot with break-ins in cars?
I'm not sure. I haven't, they didn't really tell me that, but I do know, you know, not to go on a tangent, but then there was an incident, and I don't want to get into too many details, where my daughter was just walking and she had an incident where someone approached her, and, you know, she got home, but we called the cops and they came out and they investigated. And it's just, yeah, I'm always scared. Let's talk to Suzanne. Suzanne, good morning. What do you think?
Oh, yeah, I'm scared. I was at Albertsons yesterday, and a guy in a wheelchair was screaming in the parking lot, and I thought, well, he's no threat. He gets out of the wheelchair and starts pushing the wheelchair and running towards all of us and threatening us. And so, yeah, at first I thought it was no big deal, but then he gets out of the wheelchair and he's perfectly okay.
Yeah, and you're just always on edge, it seems like. Mm-hmm. Just always worried about the next thing, and it's no way to go through life. But unfortunately, that's just... That's just where we're at right now.
Is there something that we can do, or I guess guys can do, or people, other ladies can do, to make people feel, safer? I was reading a thing from a radio friend of ours, and he made a post about how he was at the gym parking lot, and he parked his car, and he was walking to the gym, and there was a woman with a flat tire and her girlfriend, and they're trying to fix the tire, and he walked up to say, hey, let me help. And he felt like the girls felt like threatened by him, is the way he put in his post. And so he's like, okay, and kind of backed off. Is there something that a guy can do of like, hey, I'm not, like, something you can say or to make you feel safer? Or I don't know what question I'm asking, I guess. But
you want to make women feel safer, but here's the thing. Don't do anything. This is just me. Mm-hmm. I don't want to speak for everyone, but I know most people would say, just don't talk to me. Just leave me alone. Because when you start talking to me, that's when I'm like on edge. Like, what does this person want? Da, da, da. Just don't talk to me. Unless you see someone else bothering me, then jump in and say something. But otherwise, just leave me alone. And I know that sounds so cold, but are you that way, Steph? Like, if you're out, do you just don't want them to talk to you, or how do you feel about it?
I mean, it's a mix, because I honestly only feel safe when I'm around people that I know. And if I'm alone, I feel like I'm totally like cold as well. Like right when I step out of my apartment in the morning, like I'm already on guard because it's so early in the morning. It's still very dark. Not a lot of people out. I did see a man that I didn't know from our complex in front of my apartment one time. And that ever since then, I've been on guard. He was literally in front of my neighbor's apartment, like 4 feet away from me when I left to the station. And luckily, he didn't say anything to me. He was just keeping to himself. But ever since then, I've been on guard. When I saw him, I went right back into my apartment. And I told my husband, and I woke him up so that he would watch me go into my car.
Yeah.
But I don't feel safe, sadly.
So you don't want people to talk to you either? You just, like, just don't say anything?
Yeah. I feel more safe if you were just minding your own business.
Yeah.
But if you're that guy that's out there, for whatever reason he's out, let's say he just went outside, because that would freak me out too. And if my wife was in that situation, you're in that situation, Mercedes, I want someone to walk you to your car, because I wouldn't trust the guy that's out there. But let's say he's just out there, he's visiting his friend, He's there and he's just finished smoking a cigarette. Should that guy say hi to you when he sees you?
Like, don't.
Morning. Don't. Like, to let you know, like, hey, am I friendly? Just don't say anything.
Because in my mind, okay, this guy's trying to establish a conversation with me and no. And he's trying to get me to trust him. Like, it's so sad that we automatically assume the worst because I think 9 times out of 10, it's just a nice guy just trying to be nice. But unfortunately, we don't want to take that chance that you're the 1 out of 10. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So just, yeah, don't even say hi.
This is
smoke
a nice
your cigarette. Smoke your cigarette.
I gave him a whole backstory. He's visiting from Minnesota. He likes to smoke cigarettes. He can't smoke in the apartment.
We're getting some text here. This one says, it's everywhere, but we just need to make sure we have our guard up. I ask them to keep their location on just in case. Oh, she's talking about her girls. I always tell my girls when going out, always be in a group. Don't ever take an Uber or Lyft alone. A friend was attacked by the Uber driver. I think where is this? Oh, okay. It says, yeah, and I always ask them to keep their location on just in case. Yeah, I agree. It's sad, but... And I know not everyone feels that way, so I don't want to speak for everyone on that. But that's just, yeah, the way I take it.
And just as far as Uber, if you do Uber, there's a thing with the Uber app. You can share your ride with other people. And my wife does it all the time. She was just in Colorado Springs. And I got the ding notification. Laura has started her trip. And we'd like you to follow along. You can literally follow along the map of where she's going. It says she's going from the airport to the hotel. It shows you the map. Shows you where the car is. So they're still on track to where they're going. Okay, this is good to see. So a little safety feature that Uber does offer. Coming up next, we have the Hot 3. What do you have for us?
All right, NFL teams, they will not be able to play if this happens. We'll tell you what it is. Also, a new study on daylight saving time. I don't know why they're doing the study in the middle of the two, but and who it's hardest on. And women are embracing their mom bod. We'll explain coming up next in the Hot 3.
It's Mix 94.1, Mercedes in the morning. You can listen to Mix 94.1 anywhere when you download the Odyssey app. And you want to be listening next hour because at 9:40, we've got your tickets to the Backstreet Boys.
It's time for the Mercedes Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
The Hot 3 is brought to you by attorney Paul Powell. More lawyer, less fee.
NFL players who don't get vaccinated before the upcoming season could cost their teams a lot of money, not to mention a win. The league dropped a new directive yesterday that says if a team can't play a game due to a COVID outbreak among unvaccinated players or staff, they will take a loss for that game, and the other team will get the win. Not only that, but the team that had to forfeit will be responsible for any financial losses due to the cancellation, and players on both teams don't get paid. All this goes away if the game can be rescheduled, but it must be within the regular 18-week season. Now, the NFL will not add extra time for makeup games. Whether a game can be rescheduled will depend on quote health and safety reasons at the recommendations of medical experts, as well as consideration of stadium ability, schedule integrity, fan convenience, and other appropriate matters.
Holy, that's a lot riding on that one right there.
Yeah, that really is. I wonder what happens if something happens, if they're, you know, because there are some breakthrough cases. What happens if it happens with vaccinated players?
Yeah,
I wonder if it's different.
Yeah, what does that mean? Because you said in the story, unvaccinated players. And it's one of the situations, too, where let's say, I don't know, your two starting quarterbacks are out because of they tested positive for COVID, and all of a sudden you got a wide receiver. I think it happened to the Jets or some team last year. Two of the quarterbacks were out. One was out for one thing. The backup was out because of the COVID deal. And so, like, the backup was, like, a wide receiver or something.
Yeah, they had to bring someone else in.
Was it the Broncos that it happened to?
I believe it was, yeah. So it's going to be interesting. Hopefully that won't even be an issue. Hopefully they won't have to deal with that, but they put that into place yesterday. Also this morning, it's weird to put this study out 4 months after we shifted the clocks, but a new study has found that moving to daylight saving time in March was probably a lot harder if you're a night owl. Researchers, they looked at how long it took different people to adjust to waking up in an hour earlier, and half were night owls and half were early birds. And they found it takes significantly longer for night owls to make that adjustment. Morning people were back to normal in about 3 days, while night owls took over a week to feel right again. But when we fall back in November, they say it won't matter who you are. Morning people and night owls adjust at about the same rate.
I'm not ready for it to start getting darker earlier. I'm not ready for that stuff. I know we still got some time, but I love it being out later. I get so much more done.
But it already is starting to shift a little bit, you can tell. Except it's so crazy, like when you go to the north, Like if you go up to Seattle or somewhere up in Canada, it doesn't get dark until like 10 o'clock at night. It's so crazy.
That's how it is in Wyoming. Total. Like we're out at the rodeo at Wyoming and it's like, it's still light out. I'm thinking when it's early at night. I'm like, it's like 9:30.
Yeah.
We got to get to bed.
That's what throws me off the most, more than daylight saving. All right. Finally, this morning, women are taking to Instagram to show off their mom bods in response to the recent dad bod trend. A woman who's credited with starting the trend says, ever since the dad bod trend started a few years ago, it's always rubbed me the wrong way. I love that it allows for body acceptance and confidence, but why only for men? She continued. She said, I couldn't understand how dad bods achieved this cultural acceptance while society was still preying on women's insecurities with such intensity. So she posted a picture of her mom bod and encouraged other women to follow because she says women are not given grace about their bodies the way men are. And it's something that needs to change.
Yeah, I saw some of the videos and stuff. Good for those ladies standing proud like that.
And I gotta say, the bodies are beautiful. They're beautiful. They showed what you are capable of and what how strong you are. I mean, I'm looking at some of them right now. If you just look up the hashtag mom bod, and it's like they're all so different. That, you know, there are some that look ideal, there are some that, you know, there's a stretch mark here and there, there are some that has some extra a little pooch, but it's like, do you know what that body was capable of yes. doing? That is pretty intense.
I was going to do like a cheesy segue from like pushing out a baby into Push It, the song. But I quickly caught myself. But then I just said what I was going to do. So I think it's just equally as cheesy.
Yeah.
But next hour, we'll go to Shoop then. Peppa from Salt and Peppa is going to be on the show at 9:20. She was in studio once. And I remember you geeked out when they walked in. It was such a cool moment.
I literally can sing every single line of Salt and Peppa songs. And I just love them. I'm so excited to have her on the show this morning.
9:20. Peppa will be joining the show. Here's Olivia Rodrigo. It's Mix 94.1, Mercedes in the Morning. It is Mix 94.1, Mercedes in the Morning, and time for the Friday Rewind Quiz. Now, in a few minutes, Peppa from Salt and Peppa is going to be on the show. And 1993 was a big year for the ladies. That's the year when Shoop and What a Man came out. So in honor of this, we're going back to 1993.
Okay.
Tell me what the number one song was on this day back in 1993. And you got four choices, Mercedes. Ready?
Yes.
Option number one.
Please let it be this song. Please let it be this song. Because we always play the song. That is the answer. SWV. Oh my gosh.
That's option one.
I remember listening to this song nonstop. Me and my girlfriend, Jennifer White, we were obsessed with it.
How about this one? Option number two, Tag Team.
Upside down, inside out. To show all you folks what it's all
yes.
about.
Now okay. This was, song was huge. I have a feeling that might be it, but what else?
1993.
UB40. Also a huge song. Jeez, this is tough.
From the movie Sliver. And then the fourth option, let's put Janet in the mix.
Man, this is tough.
1993, not a bad year for music.
Hey, Steph, I need help on this one. What do you think? This is really hard. I don't know what to go with. Like, a part of me is thinking it's got to be Tag Team, but I don't know.
So, I was a very young kid at 1993. I don't remember where I was,
but
July.
You know music. You okay. know music.
Okay, there's a part of me that wants to only say Janet because my parents replay Janet over and over again.
Okay.
But you're right. Tag Team was a very big hit. And I remember hearing it all the time when I was a kid.
Yeah, like I'm kind of going back between those two because Janet, it's like, okay, Janet, she basically hits number one if she just breathes. So I would be surprised if it wasn't Janet. But at the time, that Tag Team song was such a novelty song. So
I think we should go with Tag Team.
Tag Team? Okay. Tag Team, final answer.
You Tag Team the answer, and that's your final? Both of you say it's your final answer?
Yes.
The number one song in the United States on this day in 1993 belonged to...
Oh, boo. Oh, boo. Now we gotta listen to this.
UB40. I can't help falling in love with you. From the Sliver soundtrack.
All right.
You need to get some coffee.
Yeah, time for me to go to the bathroom and grab some coffee.
And listen, here's the upside if you don't like this song. If you like the song, it's going to play in a second. The upside is Peppa will be joining us right after UB40. It's Mix 94.1.
Welcome back to Mercedes in the Morning.
They're the first voices I hear in the morning.
On Mix 94.1.
She is part of one of the greatest hip-hop duos of all time. I actually say the greatest. And it is Sandra Denton, a.k.a. Peppa, on the phone. Good morning.
Good morning.
Whenever I talk to you, Peppa, I just want to start singing. Do people do that to you all the time, where they just start reciting your lyrics back to you?
They a lot of the times. And then I'll join in sometimes.
Oh, so what's the song? What's the song that they come to the most? Because I have one in my head ready to go. What's the one you hear the most?
Shoop is a big one.
Okay. I was going to say, if I want to take a guy home with me tonight.
I'm a young bitch.
Mercedes, you just duetted with Peppa. How cool is this moment right now? This is pretty intense.
It's so good to have you back. Now, I did not realize this, but you are a Vegas local. You live here in Las Vegas.
I know. So when they told me, I'm like, okay, I have to do this. You know, I was choosing which one I wanted to do today. And I said, definitely going to do Mercedes because I am a local, so I had to do it.
What part of town do you live in? Where's Peppa hanging out? What side of town are you on?
Oh, my God. I'm on the beautiful Henderson side over there by the lake. I'm the lake, the golf course. Oh, yes, I am, honey.
Nice. That area is nice. That part gets very hot, though, in the summer. Mm-hmm. How have you been? What do you feel like here in Las Vegas in the summertime? Do you like the hot summers? Do you hate it?
I have to get used to it because I was traveling a lot. And, you know, during like the COVID and this time, I'm like, oh, my God, soon I step out, I'm like sweating. Everyone else is a little cooler than me. You know what? I'm really experiencing some 118. I'm like, what kind of, isn't that dangerous?
Now, back before Salt and Peppa was Salt and Peppa, you actually, I heard you guys worked at Sears with an aspiring comedian. Who did you work with?
It was, believe it or not, we were at Sears with Martin Lawrence, and also Kid and Play worked at Sears. So we were all there, and then we ended up getting our break first. And then we did a couple of shows bringing Martin Lawrence in, and I mean, look at him now. But it was all from Sears and Roebuck in Queens, College Point, New York.
I mean, is that the coolest Sears that you've ever been to? With Salt and Peppa, Martin Lawrence, and Kid and Play? I would always want to go to that Sears.
Yes, we were one of those people that was bugging you for your maintenance agreement, though, on your
I would sign up. I would sign up. When I think of Salt and Peppa, obviously I think of the music that you ladies have out there, but I also think of your look and your style and those leather jackets that you had back in the day. Do you still have your leather jacket?
Honey, those jackets are more famous than us. So, yes, we still incorporate it in our shows, and it gets its own screen when, you know, we present them, put them on. But, yes, our original jacket has gotten stolen out of they broke in our dressing room and took them one day years ago. So we have to do some replica, you know, do them over. But, yes. They're out there, the original somewhere.
What about your daughter, Egypt? Now, she is kind of following in your footsteps with the music. From what I understand, she has some new music coming out, right?
Yes, she's actually working on her album. And so she's so excited. So she's in studio. She just recorded a video on Fast Life. She's always had that in her heart and soul, music. So
does she ever go and try to take your leather jacket from your closet or any of your clothes and try to, because my kids, they're growing up and getting to the age where they can fit into my clothes. And it's really annoying.
It's so funny you say that. She's always in my clothes because even today we got some stuff to do. She's like, Mom, can I get this? She's great. So, you know, and- And guess what? She literally 2 days ago, they had like a 90s party, and she asked to borrow the salt and pepper jacket. And I said, girl, gorgeous with your life. So she took the jacket the other day and wore it out.
I don't know the answer to this or if she even tried. But in that Lifetime movie that you guys had, she was in the movie, but she was playing the girls that impersonated you at a club. Why didn't she play you? Wouldn't she be the perfect person to play you in a movie?
I know. You know what's so funny? There's a big joke about that. So she auditioned for it. And so here I am. I'm telling her everything that I actually said and did and how I react. And when she went for the audition, she came back. I was like, Ma, everything you told me was wrong. I said what I really did. And she was like, they were like, I was acting. I said, I wasn't acting. I was crazy. I was very loud. No. But it was, Layla Odom, she did amazing, but she got to be in it, and I was just happy about that, because, we were impersonated, as you can see. But so it was good, though. It was funny.
I know we have to let you go, Peppa, but I wanted to let you know that here at Odyssey, we have our own curated stations, and I have a station called Mercedes Backyard Barbecue, and we play old school hip hop and R&B, and I have some Salt and Peppa songs on there, but I want to know if I have the right Salt and Peppa songs on there. So can you give me your top three? What three Salt and Peppa songs have to be on my radio station?
Well, definitely Shoop.
Okay.
I love Shoop. I know it's a little rough, but I like my mic. I'll take your man.
Okay.
And definitely None of Your Business.
I have that on there. It's my favorite. I want to take a guy.
Shake Your Thing. I like Shake Your Thing.
Oh, gosh. I have some.
Yeah, Shake Your Thing is a good one.
I have some work to do. I got to put some more songs on there. I love it. Thank you so much for taking the time and talking to us. And now we're so happy you're a Vegas local. If you ever want to come to the house for dinner or anything, you just let us know, okay?
Okay, definitely will. And I just want to say Grown Up Hip Hop is Thursday at 9 p.m.
9 p.m. Don't miss it on WE TV. We're all going to be watching
WE TV.
It. Thank you so much, Peppa.
Thank you.
Mix 94.1, Mercedes in the morning. We've got the Friday Rewind wrapping up with one more song left. Hannah texted us a song and we got it. It's a Madonna song that's coming up here in just a second.
Oh, nice. Can't wait for that. All right. That is it for us on a Friday. You guys have a great weekend. If you are out and about this afternoon, I'll be at the Silver State Schools Credit Union over the Whitney branch across the street from the Galleria Mall. I'd love to see you. Bring some school supplies if you can. We're trying to collect school supplies for kids or going back to school next month, just in a couple of weeks. That's so crazy. So I'll be out there from 2:30 to 4:30 this afternoon, and we'll have a bunch of prizes to give away. It's going to be a lot of fun. We'll be back on Monday morning. That is it for us. Everybody, have a great weekend.
Yeah, that'll do it for show number 1449 of Mercedes in the Morning.
Mercedes in the Morning. Did you miss the show?
You're not going to want to miss this, folks.
Catch up now. Download the podcast of today's show and get updates now online at mix941.fm. Mercedes in the Morning returns Monday morning.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.